We're joined by Coach Paul Bethke. And Coach, boy, what a your team has a flair for the dramatic here as you win another close one. And you figured this one would be a tight one, and you're able to come up with big plays when you needed them, and a big hit by David Larson, a two RBI double to give you the 5-3 lead. And well, one of your veterans comes up with a big at bat.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've coached for a little while now, and this is probably one of the most complete team games that I've ever been a part of, because we were forced to do some things due to an injury, and that's hard to do. You know, when that happened, we even kind of gave up the lead after that and could have easily folded, said, you know what, our best player went down. But no, they just didn't give up. And Josiah, there's not words to describe that, you know, that competitiveness that I know he has, but that's a next level there. He wasn't coming out. We asked him, and I didn't even get to finish the question. He goes, no, I want to go out again. And he just kept making pitches. So unbelievable the way they put things together. Guys got moved into spots. Isaac hadn't played shortstop all year. Makes some huge plays over there. Plays that, you know, you got to react and decide quickly. And he did it like he'd been there all year. So I couldn't be more proud of the guys. And, you know, we knew it was going to be a fight. And it was.
You get the win. I'm sure a lot of people listening back home and maybe even driving home now wondering, how is Parker doing?
Well, it's pretty sore. It's kind of hard to tell, you know, right after it happens. He kept trying to hold the ball and hold the bat, and he just, you know, he was honest with us, which I appreciate that, and he just couldn't do it, so it's not worth it. You know, he's moved it around a little bit, but we'll just have to see. It'll take some time, but that made the win even probably a little bit more important.
Well, that's because now he has a couple extra days to rest up, and hopefully he'll be able to go. And it sounds like, well, knowing the competitor he is, he'll do whatever he can to make sure that's as healthy as can be by Thursday.
Absolutely. There is no doubt he will do what he can, you know. And we need him to be there. You know, he's a huge part of this team. And he was big in the dugout, too. He was the first guy up there, and, you know, he knows this game really well, and he knows, you know, how to help guys, you know, pick them up and stuff like that. So he definitely was still part of the game today, even when he was out of the game.
You had your first six batters in the lineup all had one hit apiece, and even your 7, 8, 9 batters, you had one that was hit by a pitch. You had Mike Gapp had a walk, stole a base, and scored a run. So everybody was throughout the lineup chipped in offensively here today.
Yeah, and that's huge. I hope that's signs of us turning the corner back to where I know we can be and need to be. And some of those hits were just huge hits with, you know, we've been struggling with guys in scoring position, and they came up with big hits. And then our outfield today, too. I mean, I'm going to forget to talk about somebody. Everybody did their job. Just in the last inning there, Landon Denny in right field officially made one play. I think he made two. But covered some ground, and again, I couldn't be more proud of how they played today.
You pretty much summed it up there, but overall thoughts, just a good all-around team effort, and you advance back to the championship where you're in the driver's seat now. You only have to win once, but whoever you play would have to beat you twice, so it's always nice to have a little comfort zone there.
Yeah, it is. I have a feeling I know who we'll probably see again, and we just played them, and we're going to want to win that first game because I don't want to be in a position where they, whoever it is, gets that momentum on you. You know, it's always, we need to, you know, kind of force action, and hopefully our offense keeps turning the corner here.
Congratulations on the victory, and we'll see you again on Thursday here at the Liberty Stadium.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And,